In episode 95, I want to remind you to celebrate your wins. You're listening to the Remote Work Retirement Show. I'm your host, Camille Attell, and this is the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out their remote work options. I believe the remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into today's episode. Hello again, or welcome if this is your first time. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's episode will be a short and sweet episode, hopefully, and that's because I'm right in the middle of moving my dad. I may have mentioned this in other episodes, and the folks who are in Remote Work School, my online coaching program, have heard me talk about how it has been the most difficult process trying to find a place where my dad can live. I'm helping him buy a condo. He's 80 years old. So, you know, between a lot of stuff, a crazy housing market, and a rather challenging retirement community to get into, it has been nothing short of the most difficult and complicated thing I've done, except, you know, running my own business. So there's that. So today I want to keep it a little bit short, and I want to focus on something that I think most of us forget to do, and that is to celebrate our wins. And I want to talk about this because it comes up in Remote Work School when we do our live coaching sessions. I often like to ask people if they have any wins that they'd like to celebrate. And unless I qualify what a win is, a lot of people are silent. No one wants to be the first person to jump in and say, oh, I have a win. I want to share it. And what I've learned over the years of doing this is the reason that people sometimes stay quiet or feel a little timid about sharing is that most people think of a win as something that has to be some grandiose thing, that the bar is so high, the expectations are so big that they don't think they have any wins at all. And it's just discouraging. I mean, I feel like, wow, you know, there are so many things we could celebrate, but so much of the time, people in remote work school, as well as just people in life, including myself, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we can't really celebrate anything at all unless it's just so big and massive that it changes the world practically. And so what I like to tell people is a win can be anything at all. It can be that you got started with lesson one in remote work school. A lot of people say, oh, I haven't even started, or I've only done lesson one. And I say, look, if you started, that's a win. Celebrate it. You got going. You know, it takes a lot of momentum to get started on something new. A win could also be something really exciting, like a job offer, or you finally got your resume done, or you took a class you've been waiting to take. But I want to talk about some of the smaller wins that are really important and that have just as much value as some of the other big wins that we like to talk about. And that is just getting out of bed in the morning. And for some folks listening today, I think this is going to resonate. Sometimes just getting up out of bed, making the decision that today is the day you're going to do something. I don't care what it is. But for some folks, it's hard. We had a woman, I won't share her name, in remote work school who was brave enough to share her win. And that was that she got out of bed and came to one of our live coaching circles. That's two wins, actually, in my book. You got out of bed and you came to a coaching circle on a day that you didn't even want to get out of bed. I mean, think about that. That takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of effort to show up to something when you don't want to. I can speak to this personally. I have experienced this so much, especially in the last, say, 4 or 5 years, as I've been going through my own health journey. I know just how difficult it is to do that. And so if you can relate to this, if this is resonating with you, I really want you to take a moment and I want you to acknowledge every little win. We'll call it a little win. I don't even want to call it little. I don't want to diminish it, but sometimes just calling it a little win can make it seem more doable. So I want you to celebrate all the little wins. And sometimes that may even be the new story you want to tell yourself. You know, maybe you're telling yourself a story that isn't helping you. You know, I'll give you an example. My dad, who I mentioned that I'm helping move, he's really hard on himself. You know, he thinks he's never getting enough done. He's never, you know, packing enough boxes or purging enough shirts or whatever it is. And while that may be true, because I'm hard on him too, he also has little wins in between that. For example, yesterday we were cleaning out his garage and a neighbor walked over and asked him if he was selling anything. And he had one of these little fold-up picnic tables that was probably hard for him to part with because my dad wants to save everything because, you know, one day he may have a picnic again. But he decided to sell this table, and it wasn't a lot of money. It was $10, whatever. And that, to me, I don't even think that was a little win. I think that was a huge win, if you think about it, because it takes a lot for him to part with something. And you might relate to this as well if you're someone that likes to keep things and maybe you'll use things one day. So I thought it was a really big win because he made the decision quickly in the moment, which I know was really hard for him to do. He, you know, this was a table he's held onto for a long time and he might use again one day, but he let it go. And that's a big win in my book because the psychological hurdle he had to get over to let that thing go and then to exchange it for merely $10, which is great, honestly. And to do it in the moment, not think about it, not debate it, not postpone it. I acknowledged him for that. I said, you know what? What a great job for you. Like, I think that's huge. And I tell this story because I think it's so important for you if you're listening. And again, if you're resonating with this, to take time out in your day and honor yourself, really acknowledge and celebrate the smaller wins inside of all the other things that you're doing in your life. And I think most of us can relate to having a voice in our heads, either in our heads or in our lives, maybe other people's voices or our own voice, that voice is kind of harsh or judgy or negative. And it's constantly telling us we're not doing enough. We could do better. We could strive for more. We should, you know, work harder, work faster, do that other thing we didn't do. You know, do the dishes, clean that room, make that phone call, right? It's constant. And for some of us, that voice is louder, maybe for others. And for others of us, it might be a bit unconscious and we're not aware of it. And that voice will just tear you down. And it's going to tell you that you don't have any wins at all, or that the quote unquote win you do have is so small and insignificant, it doesn't even matter. But I'm here to tell you that you can't listen to that. You have to constantly remind yourself every day. I guarantee you, you have wins. Even if it's you got out of bed. And if you didn't get out of bed, but you're listening to today's episode, that's a win, right? If you're here, if you showed up today and you're listening to today's episode, you're winning. That is a huge win. I want you to celebrate that. And then I want you to celebrate all the other things that come after it. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, and this will be what I end with today in our short and sweet episode, is the other thing that can be a win, if you can't think of anything truly specific, is your resilience. I guarantee you, again, if you're listening to this podcast today, or, you know, maybe you're watching something else another day, or you're consuming something that, you know, I've produced or someone else has produced or whatever it is, I want you to know that it takes resilience to show up and do the thing, whatever the thing is. You know, if you're in remote work school listening to this, you're doing the thing, whatever it is for you, taking lessons, working on your resume, you know, penciling out a new business idea. If you're not in remote work school, you're doing something else, you're on a different journey, whatever it is you're doing, you are incredibly resilient. And just by being resilient, you have wins. It's like the definition of showing up every day or whenever you can. I mean, there's days that I just don't show up because I can't. But when I do show up, those are the days that I'm really resilient, or maybe even the hour. I mean, sometimes it's not a whole day. It might be an hour or 20 minutes. It doesn't matter. Every single time you do something, you are literally reinforcing the skill of resilience. And by that definition, you have a win. You have the win of being resilient. And I just want you to remember that, because I want to go back to the brave person who shared that they got out of bed and they showed up at a coaching circle. That person was resilient. And most of the people that I work with in remote work school are resilient. I mean, most of the people that go that come into the program, I mean, just by them being in the program, they're demonstrating resilience along with many, many other skills. But I want to focus on that one today, because I think it's really important that you acknowledge that if you've made it this far in life, if you're getting up every day, if you are doing really just about anything every day, you're still here, you're on the earth, you're getting by, you are incredibly, incredibly resilient, and you're winning. You have a lot of wins. Maybe you haven't thought about them, but they are there. And so today, I just want to end with celebrate those wins and write them down. If you write down your wins every day, whatever you can think of, even if it's I got out of bed, I brushed my teeth. For me, sometimes a win is just cleaning a whole sink full of dishes, because that is like really overwhelming for me. So when I do that, I'm like, that is a win. Like, write that stuff down, because if you can continually keep notes or journal or keep a list of all those wins over time, you will reinforce what your brain is doing, and you're going to remind yourself that actually you have a whole lot to offer. You have a lot of wins, you're making a lot of progress, and within those wins, there's a lot of skills and a lot of value. We'll talk about that another time. But that's all I want you to do today. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. If you're looking to get back into the workforce, change jobs, work remotely, or learn artificial intelligence, check out my free remote work training so you can get ahead of the trends and stay ahead of the pack. Click the link in the show notes or go to www.camilleattell.com and press the free training button.